With us today is Father Mark Mastin. He is a priest of the Sacred Heart. He's currently assigned to a Native American reservation in South Dakota. Father Mark, thank you for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome, Father. How are you otherwise?
Okay, happy Feast of the Sacred Heart to you.
And I appreciate that. I just got back recently from a trip up to the Benedictine monastery called the Mother of God Monastery up in a town called Watertown. It's in South Dakota, and we have one of our sisters who ministers with us here as part of the pastoral team in the Native American territories for the Sioux, the Lakota and Dakota. So we had a great feast day celebration up there with them, and happy to get back here to talk with you.
Well, Father, could you give us an idea of just the amount of miles your parish covers?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess on a given day or a different weekend, we rotate. But I could put in 150 miles easily round trip over a weekend. And throughout the week, we'll have daily masses at different parishes. We'll also travel sometimes to a neighboring town, which might be, you know, 30, 50 miles away, just to anoint somebody or to perhaps visit somebody who's having some difficulties.
Are the Priests of the Sacred Heart, were they established as a missionary community?
Well, yes, we were. We were founded from a priest called Father Leo John Dejon in France. And officially, that was on the Feast of the Sacred Heart in 1878. And it was our German province that came here in 1919. As everybody knows, after World War I, Europe was ravaged by so much devastation that they needed, especially the Catholic religious communities, needed to find a new source of income. So they came here to the Milwaukee area in Wisconsin to try to get some financial support so they can send that back to Germany. And they discovered this richness of the American culture and decided to see if there was any need of work. Well, one of the bishops out in South Dakota said, "Hey, we need some help." So in 1923, they established their first parish out here where I'm at right now. It's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Lower Brule, and that was established in 1923. So in about 4 years, we'll have our 100th anniversary.
Boy, that's wonderful. How big is your parish? I mean, in terms of numbers, not in terms of area.
Well, we cover six parishes, and I cover the west river side of the Missouri River, and my fellow priest, Father Henrik, covers the other. But we rotate back and forth. So each parish has a different dynamics of size. So we technically have probably about 150 to 200 families just in this parish. And there's still others out there that we're trying to get, you know, back into the community. And then our other parishes, we also are with the ranchers and farmers, too, those who are not Native Americans. And those parishes are about the same size.
Now, Father, being a priest of the Sacred Heart, do you find that your Sacred Heart spirituality helps you in bringing people into the church?
Well, definitely. Here's why. I think, you know, the heart of Christ, the heart of Jesus really is not just more of a symbol. It is a reality of the human condition. All of us, when we were children, you know, when we had fears and doubts, we ran to usually our mothers, not our fathers. And we always had that beating heart of our parents against our eardrums. And we were able to feel a sense of security. And many of the locals, especially Native Americans, have found so much connection with the Catholic Church, and especially the Heart of Christ, because they understand what it means that with each heartbeat that we have in our lives, there's a sense of love for others, love for children. You know, we can't define that. We sometimes can only see it in action. And that's why our founder, Leo John Dejon, said that the heart of Jesus is overflowing with tenderness and compassion for all those who suffer, for those who endure hardships, and those who would go hungry and sick and infirmed, and that the heart of the Father is always there. The heart, and he also has a heart of the mother, a heart of the shepherd, and he has a priestly heart that always suffers with those who are suffering. And I think because we have the poorest of the poorest here, we understand that they understand the connection of what we do. They see from us our own personal hearts that are being poured out. And I tell you, sometimes when I teach religious education here, there are kids come up to me who, some of them have been abused, some of them have been bullied, some have had a tough time seeing their own parents perhaps taking drugs and things of that nature. They come up to me and hug me in such a way that I start crying, and they start crying, because I am to some degree, a sense of stability. They see a real genuine person who is trying to be a reflection of the heart of Christ. They may not see that and understand that theologically, but instinctively, they understand very well that we are there to provide for them a sense of love. In fact, one of our mottos is for our mission is that we are prophets of love and servants of reconciliation. And so I think without question that these people really clearly understand the association of the heart of Christ and our own hearts that be within us.
Well, Father Mark Mastin, I'll tell you, that was a wonderful testimony, and it really gives us an understanding of the mission of a priest, especially a mission of the priest of the Sacred Heart. And, you know, we always say the world has lost its heart, and you're doing a fine job of helping people find their hearts again. If people want to find out more about the priest of the Sacred Heart, Father Mark, where can they go?
Well, they can go to our website, and our website is DejonianSUSA.org. Now, if you just type in the Priest of the Sacred Heart, you will clearly find a different websites, because we also have missions in Mississippi. We have a mission in Houston, Texas. We're in Hales Corners, Wisconsin. So if they click on that, they'll be able to quickly connect with who we are.
Well, thank you very much, Father Mark. I hope you have a wonderful feast day today.
Well, thank you very much, and I pray that the heart of Jesus with all those who are listeners, especially our benefactors, feel the presence of Christ in their life in a very, very deep and special way this day and all the days of their life.
Amen.